The Evil Streaks. I cannot say enough about this band. They are so fun. That is their song, Pumpkin Carving Party, coming off of their Talk to the Dead CD. Yeah? Yeah, it is. Look at that. And also can be found on the Rocker Spotify playlist for all of your Halloweening plans. Before that, we heard The Strange Men with Killer Wave, coming off of Channel 2000, which was released back in 1997. I'm kind of surprised. Oh my God, 97?
It still sounds so good.
It's so fresh.
Well, I don't know about that, but it's so good.
And we started our little mini set off with The Amazing Royal Crowns with Do the Devil, off of their self-titled CD. I don't even know when it was published because, you know, they didn't put years on it back then.
A really, really long time ago.
It was, and they were awesome. You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D on WMFO Medford. It's like 10 o'clock, more or less, a little bit less, actually. And we're playing as many haunted, spooky tunes as possible while talking to people and getting our usual business done. We are multitaskers. That's what's, you know, one of the glories of college radio. So, next up, we have another guest.
Nice segue.
I know, right? Like, I don't know what to say anymore.
It's like the telephone.
Okay. Trick, you're going to have to introduce your band because I can't do it.
My name is Trick Wallace.
Hold on. I screwed up again.
You're not on here.
You're not on there. Who are you? Wait, there it is.
Are we there?
We are there.
We're good.
Yay.
Trick Wallace here. You're listening to WMFO.
Yeah.
I am part of the Trick Wallace Trio, which actually lately has become a quinto.
A quinto?
Yeah. Is that what they're called?
Yes, that's exactly
something
what they're
like
called.
I believe it would be a quintet.
Oh, you're right. Mm. Well, we could be on Blue Note or something.
There you go.
Quintet. No, we couldn't. The only thing is the talent thing probably get in the way.
So you're playing the Pop Overthrow that's coming.
International Pop Overthrow Festival. It's Wednesday, November 9th to Saturday, November 12th. 25 yeah. bands, 4 nights. Great year this year. We do it every year. This is our 4th, I think. And
PA's
Lounge in Somerville. Somerville Ave, 345 Somerville Ave, to be exact.
That's very exact.
And we're on Wednesday at 7:30. We are traditionally in the leadoff batter slot.
All right. Well, someone has to kick it off.
I tell you, I love it.
Good.
Yeah, actually, it's a challenge to get people out and do it.
You know what? If you guys don't start, it would never start. So they need you.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Are you listening out in California? This is run by a guy named David Bash. He lives in California, but he runs these IPO festivals all over the country and Canada and a couple of places in Europe, like Stockholm, maybe. Hmm. Is it Stockholm or Stockholm?
I don't know.
Who knows? he does one at the Cavern Club in Liverpool.
Huh.
Too, interestingly enough. So, great night for us. Richie Parsons is coming. You know him, I'm sure.
Yes.
There's a great band called the Modern Day Idols. Mm-hmm. Chris Wagner, he's a great songwriter. Mm-hmm. And my buddies didn't plan it. They're coming. They're from South Boston. That's where I met them at an IPO festival years ago. Great band. Great band. We're followed by a band called Hello Susie, which is also a great band. That's just Wednesday.
And that's just Wednesday.
I think you better get some sleep and stock up.
So is there a website or a something that people
can
go?
Yeah, there is, but I didn't bring it.
I think there are also Facebook event pages.
Yeah, there's got to be.
Yeah, it's International Pop Overthrow Festival on Facebook, and I think it's intlpop.com, which is that, you know, abbreviation for international. Like INTL House of Pancakes.
Look at that. International
Popcorn. I don't think that's it.
How am I doing?
Well, don't use that website, but you can totally find it on Facebook. I know I've seen it.
Yeah, definitely on Facebook.
So International Pop Overthrow, find your event page. And
yeah, and you could probably find it on PA's page too.
Most likely.
PA's calendar
as
page.
The host.
It's a great festival, and this year is a great year too. I would suggest people go Saturday to see Fire King.
Yes.
Oh, they're 145. So good.
They're so good.
They are really so fun.
They're buddies. We love them. I played bass with Fire King at last year's festival, as a matter of fact.
Cool.
It was so fun.
So what you brought us a song from your trio.
Favorite song.
Quinto or whatever. Tell us about this.
This is a song called Crazy Good, and it's from my almost never to be finished album.
Almost never?
Well, I'm hoping spring, but you just don't know with me.
So soonish?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think, you know, I'd love for it to be done in fall, but then I'd have to work the record over the winter. So maybe not.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah.
See.
Okay. And so it's called, say it again?
Crazy Good.
All right. You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D on WMFO in Medford.
We've done some things we might regret. They haven't caught us yet. They say you're gone, yet you ain't right. And I'm inclined to believe them. But baby, where you at tonight? I'd like a second opinion. Cause every chance that I get, I take a look at your face. I get a feeling inside. To me. The danger signs are loud and clear, but I can't see and I don't hear. Addicted to you, they just get in the way.
And there we have the Trick Wallace Trio kicking off the International Pop Overthrow starting on November 9th, running through the 12th, Friday. Okay. I'm going to turn other people's mics on because it's not just about me. I'm going to have to remember that. It's not just about me.
I don't know.
All right. How do people get tickets in advance for such?
I don't know that either.
Oh, for crying out loud.
I actually don't think you can get advance tickets.
If Amy's list says you cannot get advance tickets, then you probably can't. You got to just show up.
Just show up.
Union Square, Somerville.
But show up early.
Show up early. That's
yeah, like 7:30?
Perhaps, maybe even to see this guy's band.
You know, if you get there at 7:30 on opening night, I think you might even see the Trick Wallace Trio or Quintet.
So. Or Quinto.
Or Quinto.
Like Zachary Quinto.
Spock.
Yeah, that's true.
Allow me to say, this is a great station.
Thanks, we like it.
Great radio station. This is a great show.
We have a lot of fun here. Whole lot of fun. What's your favorite Halloween song? Because you must have one.
I'd lean towards the gross and the, you know, like DOA by Blood Rock. Do you know that song?
Huh, nope.
Of course you don't, because, you know, you're not 109. But it was a 60s song about a guy who wakes up in an ambulance after a plane crash and his arm's missing. And all. And I mean, it was on AM. There was nothing but AM at the time. I swear to God.
Okay, that sounds horrific.
What? I swear to God,
it's the nuttiest thing you ever heard.
What's it called again?
It's called DOA.
DOA by Blood Rock.
The band's called Blood Rock. I think they were from Texas.
Huh.
I actually saw them when I was 14 or something.
Huh.
I saw this live.
Well, there's something if one can go run off and Spotify or search internetly. Check that one out.
Maybe YouTube.
Or perhaps the YouTube. I'm going to hate to see the video that goes with this thing.
Could be bad.
Yeah, but I love Monster Mash. You know, anything by the Cramps, as far as I'm concerned.
Yes.
You know.
Oh, yeah, the Cramps.
You know, it's Halloween every day.
Any of their songs
work. Yeah, sure.
Any and all of them. Yeah,
I love
them.
It.
Yes.
Like maybe the Surfing Dead.
Yeah. Okay, and now I'm like, why is Paula sitting down here? I'm like, because it's almost time for the concert report.
Yeah, but it's not.
It's not quite time yet, and I'd have to.
We can
do it all. I just, you know, or you can all talk amongst yourselves. And wait a minute, No, of course it's not on. There, now it's on. See, it's a crazy party.
Now I want to talk about Blood Rock.
Blood Rock.
There was some other song that was out at that time. Like there was this mini wave of gross, death related.
That's what we grew up listening to. It was the top 40.
See, I'm getting a very special Halloween edition music bed for you.
How come nobody mentioned Alice Cooper? Isn't he Halloween?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
How about it?
Pretty much. Yeah, I guess that's...
I love the dead. Dead babies.
No.
What you call it? Who's that guy? Who's that little guy? The Misfits guy. Glenn Danzig.
Oh yeah.
Right. Well, and you could also go with the Misfits because they have a song Halloween.
Right.
Yeah.
So a couple of weeks ago, I was playing in Connecticut, and I was playing with a different band. It was a country band, to be honest, and it was three bands in the country night, and they had Jimmy Rogers and Willie Nelson and this guy and that guy on the wall, and they had two Misfits posters.
Interesting.
I am not lying.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Because there was a yard sale down the street.
Oh, no. Crazy.
That doesn't even make sense. It just doesn't make sense.
Well, those boot-stopping Misfits.
It could have been someone's nephews.
Right. It's like, oh, my little cutie pie.
It came with the frame.
You don't want to mess that up. All right. We're going to do this. We're going to do this. Hold on. This is...
What are we doing?
Ooh. We're doing...
Jill, you're frightening me.
I'm a little scared. We're going to do the concert report, and I'm going to do a special Halloween
backdrop.
Oh, wait.
Oh, Black Juju.
I actually know who it's supposed to be.
Oh, wait. You know what? I know why. I know why. Don't worry.
She's got it under control.
I got this.
Is this for me?
Hold
is this
on.
For my
this
benefit?
This is for you.
Oh. I'm scared.
Ta-da. Little combustible Edison.
This is spooky.
Right?
Okay, well, first of all, I think it's really great that Amy's here because Amy saved the day.
Yay.
Amy does a concert report and she emails it out to everybody. And I was having a day from...
Heck
elsewhere.
Computer elsewhere. And so at the very last minute, Amy saved the day, and I was able to get most of my information from the lovely Amy. So thank you, Amy.
You are welcome.
So without further ado, let's get started with tomorrow night, Thursday, October 27th, when Particles Collide, Abby Barrett and Stars Like Ours are at Great Scott. Chandler Travis is at Mononomy Grill in Arlington. Richie Parsons Band at Tavern at the End of the World, along with Eric Martin. Love that place. Boy, was that fun last week, Turk, or what?
Yeah, it was fun.
Friday, October 28th, the Knockups, Ian Catt and the Crimsons, OTP and the Furs are at the Midway, Screw Cart, Rock and Robin, and Castro are at the Tavern in Framingham. Voo Duo, the Crimson Ghosts, the Skeleton Beats, and the Outsiders are at Koto in Salem, Mass.
I think they got a theme going up there.
Take the train.
Is that Salem?
It's consistency.
Take the train. Don't drive up there. It's nuts. Scissor Fight, Roadsaw, and Worship Art are at Once Ballroom.
Dun, dun, dun.
Saturday, October 29th, O'Brien's Pub is hosting yet another Girls Rock Band Camp fundraiser. This time around, it's all female cover bands performing Queen of Noise as the Runaways.
Okay.
And solo Sex as Salt and Peppa with TLC covers thrown in. Saplings as Babes in Toyland, Hula School as the Ramones, and of course, a costume contest with prizes, and that doors are at 8. The Plow and Stars is hosting Growing Up Spooky, a night of live music and scary movies of the 60s and 70s. This is the part I don't get.
I don't think it's live music. I think it's recorded music and movies, but
okay,
I could be wrong about that.
It says music and scary movies. It says live music and scary movies of the 60s and 70s with four bands covering the Exploding.
Oh.
Yeah, the Exploding Hearts are covering Nirvana.
Weird.
Right?
Yeah.
And the Jesus and Mary Chain and the Beatles.
Ow.
There you go.
Because that goes together so nicely.
Yes. Scream 60s and 70s, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. Big Old Dirty Bucket is at Opus Underground in Salem, Mass. Dia de los Muertos, Celebration of Taza. I thought this looked kind of fun. All ages are welcome. This is a block party with music, food, and frolic. This is at 561 Windsor Street in Somerville with DJs Dudley and Triss. The annual Psychic Dog Party at Club Bohemia. Gypsy Moths with the Dogmatics are at the New World Tavern for our friends down in Plymouth. The Lizard Lounge is having a party with Ryan Jackson. Troika doing Prague.
Oh, that's Old Jack's. Hey. That's Old Jack's night at the Lizard.
Yeah.
And they're going to have a Blondie cover band and a Pretenders cover band.
Yes.
Oh, did I jump ahead of you?
No, that's totally okay. It's Heather Risch and company doing the Pretenders and Lisa Coyne.
Yeah, doing Blondie.
And the Parallel Lines are Blondie. Lisa Coyne and the Parallel Lines are doing Blondie. And Low Sparks are at the Tavern. Would you like to jump in?
That's fine. On the 29th?
Yeah.
Yeah, and they happened to be followed by Trusty Sidekick.
Oh, my gosh.
Another band I'm in.
They're so much fun. You guys, come out. Yeah. They're so much fun.
Yeah, that's a great Halloween
band. They're going to think I'm stuck.
Put a little witch hat on.
Year round.
Yeah. They're really fun. Okay, so then, let's see. I have things a little out of sync here because this just in.
Breaking news.
Breaking news. Wait a minute, I lost it. Okay, let me just, here it is. Ultrasonic Rock Orchestra, Night of the Rockin' Dead are at the Regent in Arlington. Halloween show with Black Cat Attack and the Anti-Queens, the Devil's Twins, Das Morete, and Mike Wu's Raging Bone are at the Koto in Salem. Again, take the train. Sunday, October 30th, Koto, the Digs, Marianne Toilet and the Runs. Love saying that.
Oh, and also Sunday.
Also Sunday. Today, Junior and Earth Heart, at State Park. Cloud Country and Joe are at the Plow. Spotted Tiger is at Toad. Americana Sunday at Thunder Road continues. Hillbilly Holiday at the Aronaut Brewery. Corin Ashley and Friends and Dave Aronoff and the Protagonists are at Atwood's. Lily Black, who is just right here.
Oh,
right here.
What a band.
Yep, great band.
I'll tell you what Lily Black's got going for him. Great singing, great writing, great drummer, outstanding hair.
Oh, isn't her hair great? Oh. It was outstanding up to here.
Literally.
It's too bad it wasn't television.
Yeah.
Really cool hair.
Yeah, she's always got different hair, too. I she's know. Like Dave Minahan, kind of. She's always got that hair flying around. So, yeah, Lily Black's playing at the Middle East Up All Ages on Sunday afternoon. Come out and support the kids. Monday, Halloween night, Wizards and Warriors Halloween party with the Silks at Atwood's Ballroom of Horror.
Ooh.
With Garbage Point, Lon Chaney's in the Damnation at Once Ballroom. Can I say that on the radio?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, everybody, that's it for me. Be safe. Have fun.
Ooh. Thanks for the treats.
Yeah. Oh, now I want to watch Elvira.
That would be great.
Wouldn't that be fun if we could
That
do?
Would be great.
Well, this is the theme to Carnival of Souls, which is a great spooky movie. Yeah.
Okay, get your spook on. Well, that'd be good. I'll share that moment together. Well, Trick, thank you so much for coming in and being part of our concert report and giving us the 411 on the International Pop Overthrow. Everyone show up Wednesday at 7:30.
It's been spooktacular.
I gotta love it. All right, we're gonna get back to our Halloween spooky theme. Next up is Watts with Time to Give the Devil His Due. You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D on WMFO in Medford.
snake and tied him in a knot, 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 knot. I took a hog's jaw, a dog's paw, hung him on the line, 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 line. I took a horse hair, a green pair, made a pretty sign, 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 sign. I'm casting my spell on you. I'm casting my spell on you. I'm casting my spell on you. Oh, you never, never be untrue. Made a pretty sam, 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 sam. I took a goose egg, a frog's leg, saved them in the sack, 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 sack. I got a Hindu, a tattoo, genie on my back, 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 back. And I cast my spell on you, cast my spell on you, cast my spell on you. Oh, you never, never be untrue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're kind of stuck on this mid-80s type of theme going. That was Big Dipper with Meet the Witch. Before that was Pajama Slave Dancers with Maniac Killer on Lover's Lane. Before that was J.J. Rassler and the Cuban Heels with Casting My Spell, not from the 80s, don't worry. Before that was the Satanics with Hell, It Ain't the Heat, It's the Humidity, coming off... 80s. That's not the 80s either.
Oh, 90s.
Yes, see? I know. See, we just started it, and now we're backing up, and then we're going to go forward with it again.
Got it.
Because we do that. So let's see. The Satanics, that was released back... That's, their CD was called Speak of the Devil, released back in 92. And we started the set off with Watts with Time to Give the Devil His Due, off of their On the Dial CD, 2010.
Oh, that's so recent.
It's so recent. and they have newer stuff now. They do. So
yep.
Go,
absolutely.
Go hunt that stuff down. You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D on WMFO. And you know what? It's fundraising season. We're not the only people fundraising, but we are the best.
The WMFO annual drive is in effect. We're looking to raise $5,000 to continue to keep your freeform station playing your favorite music. WMFO is a nonprofit station with staff, students, and community members who volunteer their time to bring you their favorite music and shows. We need your support to keep it all running, so donate now by logging on to donate.wmfo.org. That's donate.wmfo.org. Or mail a check payable to trustees of Tufts College. Send it to WMFO, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. Thank you for your support from all of us here at your Freeform Station, 91.5 WMFO.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How could you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
And like I said, we had just started an 80s kind of, I don't know, a rock block, if you will. A block of rock, 80s Halloween rock.
Because the 80s were scary.
They were. And we live to tell.
Shh.
Okay, fine, but we did live. Next up, it did happen. Next up, we have Buffalo Tom.
Yay,
Buffalo Tom. And this is their song, Witches. That's not the right CD player. Come on, Joellen.
Little flower. conveyed, but often in disguise. Truth is easy to speak, but difficult to hear. I speak my own truth. Do you want to hear what I say?
And there we have one of my favorite bands and Amy's favorite band and basically everyone's favorite band.
Oh, the Cave Dogs.
Right? The Cave Dogs doing Murder, coming off of Soul Martini, released back in 92. We heard from Bulkhead with a 1989 demo of The Death of Bill Keane, which apparently was about an actual murder. Do you know about anything about this?
Not a thing.
Okay. So we also need to give a big shout out to our friend Aaron, editor of Rocker Magazine, who could not be here with us tonight due to a serious emergency at her house.
Yeah, her water heater exploded.
Something broke off her furnace or something.
See, that it's because she shouldn't have turned her heat on so early. It's only October.
That's what I'm saying. Yep, that's it. Yeah, until Halloween, don't even talk to me about turning on the heat.
Oh,
not even.
I try to get into November.
Oh, I try. We were successful last year.
Yeah.
It was so darn warm last year.
Yeah, it was good.
I don't know if we're going to make it this year. It's a little chilly out there now.
So talking about Aaron and Rocker Zine.
Yes.
There is, everyone mark your calendars, on November 6th at Zuzu's, there is a Rocker Zine rock and roll trivia night. Woo! It's super fun. The questions are not easy.
No, they're not.
They're kind of tough, but it's put together by Aaron Amar and Brett Milano, and they know a lot of stuff that normal people don't know.
They aren't normal.
No, they're like superhuman in the rock and roll trivia world.
Totally are. Yeah, so that's on the 6th.
November 6th. I don't remember what time it starts, but this is the second one. There are really good prizes, or at least there were last time, and I suspect that they'll be even better this time.